This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Four construction workers are still missing and presumed dead after that big bridge collapse in Baltimore. And now, crews will be removing the wreckage to clear the channel so they can keep looking for those workers. The AP's Norman Hall with the latest.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will use the largest crane on the eastern seaboard to help remove the wreckage of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, brought down by a cargo vessel. The machine can lift up to 1,000 tons. Governor Wes Moore says Maryland deeply appreciates support and the $60 million the federal government has provided so far. Moore says removing the wreckage and replacing the bridge will be extremely difficult.
We have a very long road ahead of us. We understand that, and we're preparing.
The port's closure has ships waiting offshore, drying up work for dock workers, and crippling regional shipping. I'm Norman Hall.
A new AP poll finds that Americans are more worried now about legal immigrants committing crimes in this country than they were a few years ago. The change driven largely by increased concern among Republicans. Democrats see benefits from immigration. A direct order from the UN's top court to Israel. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
In a legally binding order on Thursday, the International Court of Justice says Israel must open more land crossings into Gaza for food, water, fuel and other key supplies. Two new so-called provisional measures in a case brought by South Africa accusing Israel of acts of genocide in its war in Gaza. Charges Israel denies. The UN's reported that 100% of Gaza's 2.3 million people are at severe levels of food insecurity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This morning, Moscow's been targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure, a barrage of missiles and drones hitting regions across the country. This is AP News. A new UN report says Haiti needs thousands of police officers, international police, to help battle what it calls catastrophic gang violence.
A new UN Human Rights Office report says that gangs are targeting key individuals in hospitals, schools, banks, and other critical institutions, and that international police trained to deal with gangs are badly needed. The report says that gangs continue to recruit and abuse boys and girls, with some children being killed for trying to escape. Gangs also continue to use sexual violence to brutalize, punish, and control people. The report says women are being raped during gang attacks in neighborhoods, in many cases after seeing their husbands killed in front of them. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Gas is $3.53 a gallon as you start weekend, about the same as a week ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.